is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Networks.
Long time in the tomb. Long time in the tomb. Lord God made a wonder.
The
Mary stopped moon, yes, Lazarus lay
long time in the tomb.
Long time in the tomb. Lord God made a wonder.
Mary stopped moon.
Great God, well, you read about Lazarus, a Christian man who also did live in Jerusalem. Lazarus was known of Jesus Christ because he had made him a friend at first. Then old brother Lazarus then took sick, sent for the master to come right quick. Well, the Lord told Martha, said, don't you fret, your brother's sick, this is not...
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday, the 1st of October, 2021, and you are on the clock with Aaron Green. On the clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer trends. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. Well, good yawning this morning. It is Friday, and that means it is Culture Fridays. So let me tell you something. Last night, I was sitting in my yard enjoying the cool breeze, the first days of the autumn, of the fall season, what I like to call winter, because it's about to get cold. I was sitting outside in my yard last night, and my neighbor, Mr. Raccoon, walked up to me. I say walked up. He sort of waddled up and startled the life out of me. But when I catch myself, he asked me, what did I have planned for National Heroes Day this year? And so here is a short list of artists and icons that I think should be inducted in the Bahamian Music Hall of Fame. Now, the majority of these candidates for induction were given to me by Mr. and Mrs. Raccoon's fourth grade son, who's doing a project on Bahamian musical icons. So it is not an exhaustive list. And while I am excited to hear some of the names on this list, I know plenty of Bahamians out here know these names and even more. So what I would like to do today is to invite my audience to call in and share with me. When I play a song, tell me if you think you have a better song by that artist or by that group that we should choose for the induction. Or if you have a better artist, if I've missed someone off the list, or if you have a tidbit or a morsel of information or history about the artist, about the music industry, please call in and share. Now, that first song that you heard in the intro, we can play it again in a second, possibly. But the reason why I play that song, if you heard as we came to the end, that brother from the Region Bells was rapping. He was all out rapping. He was hip-hopping before hip-hopping was a thing, right? Before the hip-hop used to run from the cop, Bahamians was rapping. And so I chose that song in particular for that. But I couldn't not choose the Region Bells. I could not put the Region Bells on the list. So if you want to join the conversation, you can text us on the Guardian Radio text line. That's 422-GR96. That's 422-4796, and that's powered by BTC. Standard text rates apply. Or you could call us at 323-6232, or 325-4316, or 325-4259. Now remember, we're streaming live audio and video on guardiantalkradio.com. You could also listen on TV on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. Or download the Guardian Radio app for your Apple or Android smart devices and listen to our audio feed or watch us on our video feed right there on the Guardian Radio app. And today you could follow the show on my Facebook page, On the Clock, Aaron Green, On the Clock, or you can follow it on my Facebook wall, Aaron Green. Now, to start the show, I just wanted to make a note. You see, you hear that song about Lazarus. Lazarus raised from the dead. Now, let me tell you all something. If one of y'all hit me in traffic, cheapest you killed me. One time in the accident. Because I got raised from the dead to come and haunt you. This morning, I watched no less than 5 cars turn right on red. I pray for the people who live and travel on Wolf Road. I pray that your heart is strong. I pray that you have some good music like what we're going to listen to today to soothe you throughout your day. Because if you live or have to drive on that road, it's like being terrorized every 5 minutes. Why is it that the people who use Wolf Road have a protest against stop signs? But I tell you what it is. They feel like they're disadvantaged in their life and they ain't letting no mere stop sign hold them back. I am upset at y'all motivational speakers for preaching that word. But I just want to say to the Royal Bahamas Police Force, do you know that you don't have to ticket somebody? You could warn them about their behavior. Right? Like if the issue is that you don't want to put a onerous or a burdensome financial penalty on somebody, like you know they can't afford to pay it, you don't have to fine them on their first offense. You can use your discretion and give them a warning. Better yet, you know you got that little megaphone thing in your car. I know you have it in your car because you use it when you want black people to come out the way on the road. Use that when you encounter these things on the road and just give people an indicator that they are doing something wrong. And on that note, I want to say good morning to the driver at the Village, Wolf Road, Soldier Road, Bernard Road intersection that decided to turn right on red in the midst of oncoming traffic. Thank you. I wish you had done this earlier. I wouldn't have paid my cable bill because that was enough excitement for the whole month. Just another quick note before we move on. It seems that banks are removing the $20 bill from the ATM. I say banks, plural, because I see an article in today's paper with a statement from a senior Royal Bank of Canada executive who says, yesterday confirmed it has stopped issuing $20 notes through its automated teller machines as part of efforts to drive Bahamians towards digital banking. Okay, it's not just one bank, I think, because I think my bank is also not giving out 20s in the ATM machine. But it couldn't be about a strategy to drive people towards digital processes, because it's obvious then that you don't understand who uses $20 bills and why they use them. You don't understand why the $20 bill is important in the local economy. Well, let me tell you just one of the reasons why. I'm a vendor. I go to a market on an early Saturday morning. The vast majority of my customers want to come with $50 bills and $100 bills. You know why? Because when they go to the ATM, they're taking out $50 bills and $100 bills. If they go to the ATM late at night or early in the morning, they break in the 20. They're probably giving it to the 10 to the children, breaking the 20, or giving the 20s and the 10s to the children, breaking it up, right? So they will come to my market, and I could have at least 5 customers who are trying to break a $50 bill or a $100 bill in the early, between 7 and 10 a.m. in the morning, which means we have a problem. Now, you could do that, but what you need to do is you also need to install kiosks where people could break down big bills into smaller bills. You need to install kiosks around the island in secure locations, right? And then another note, if you're a company that provides the service of providing kiosks, right, and servicing kiosks, if you remove a kiosk from a location because it needs to be repaired, serviced, or replaced, shouldn't you have a replacement kiosk to put in its place right away? Especially since people are now using these kiosks to pay bills. Imagine if I had waited until this morning or last night to try put the last bit of money on that bill before the service gets shut off, and I went to my regular spot to do it, and I couldn't do it because the machine just ain't there no more with no notice. Anyway, I just want you all to remember that when you all making these decisions, think about the people who you making the decisions for. So one of the FNM's biggest problems was a lack of empathy, but we see that it may be a wider problem. It may not be exclusive to the FNM. This may be a cultural issue, a corporate cultural issue that we're experiencing here. Anyway, that's just a quick note to start the morning. And so I'm going to read a couple of these texts, and then we're going to get back onto this list of music. First text, good morning, Aaron. Waddled, put your pet raccoon on a diet. First of all, Mr. and Mrs. Reginald Raccoon, they are sovereign citizens of the Bahamas. They're not my pets. Second of all, you can't put no raccoon. I've been trying to put the raccoon on the diet, but mango season. Another text, Miss Green, I know you go into the farmer's market. There you will see at the gate of agriculture. Okay, I got you. I got you. I can try that. Coming in on a wing and a prayer by Joseph Spence. I can write that down. So first submission to the list is Joseph Spence with coming in on a wing and a prayer. And I think we mentioned that when I had Orchid Burnside on as a guest talking about Joseph Spence. Good. Now the text, pleasant good morning. I have seen that hundreds of times, drivers turning right on red, totally crazy, mad people, lawless. Also, what the banks are doing is taking away our choice of how we want to bank. I will close out all of my accounts with them. Who are they to say what we should and should not do? The tenacity of these people. That's it. And imagine you trying to drag us into a future that you have not prepared us for. You have not prepared a way for. But you mad at us, telling us we're dragging our feet. Make it make sense. Another text. Penny's gone now, 20, 10, $5. And so person's going to get $5 gas Sunday morning using $50 and $100 bills. And then are the businesses able to keep their float at a sufficient level? Text here. Great show as usual. The PRP government, as of next month, is cutting the feeding program. Yes, that is crazy. I think B.O.B. still giving out the poor people note, the $20 bill, because I'm from Fox Hill, so I had to get the poor people note. Royal Bank don't care about the poor Negro. And they have a submission here for the list. Arlington, there was a request, I don't know if we can play it, for KB. Put KB on the list for jokey leaders. Boy, I tell you who I do have on the list, and maybe we'll hear that song as well. I have Eddie Minnis, Show and Tell. Seems that KB is walking in the footsteps of his great ancestors. I see we got a caller on the line, Arlington. Let's go to this caller. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, man?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay, look at one. I was going to say the same thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got a mess with these banks no more. I just changed my mattress, man. I'm going to put money in my mattress, man.
Listen, when you put your money in your mattress, you can't let your grammy or your mummy clean your room no more.
I live by myself, but I can't remember that. Because guess what? Them banks, they do it for more. They're trying to take away your rights, your privilege, and they don't want you to do what you want to do with your money. You know,
that's something,
they set me up for a robber. They set me up for a robber, take your money, man.
I got you. Thank you very much for that contribution. Thank you. I think it's very problematic, and it requires a massive conversation. It's about how we spend our money. And since the politicians keep telling us everything is about money, then surely we should have a say in how we access it, operate with it, and spend it. Arlington, let's play the number one song on the list. So, my first submission to the Bahamian Music Hall of Fame is this song, In the Bush, by Al Cawley and the VIPs.
In the bus. Of my voice, then turn the Bible 10.
Now, I can be honest with y'all, and I don't need anybody to confine me, to pinch me or beat me. What you could do is you could find me, confine me, and give me a good lesson. You know, that's the first time I heard that song last night when I was doing my research. That's, now, I know about Al Colley as a musician, but this is the first time I'm hearing that song. And so, this is my first moment, my admonishment to older Bahamians. Listen, y'all doing us younger Bahamians a disservice by not force-feeding us this music. Y'all are supposed to force-feed us this. Ah, boy. Okay, I got another text here. Aaron, thanks for bringing this up for the thoughtless bankers and small businesses. And yes, if they want to encourage us to use the ATM, please have them dispensing ones, fives, and tens. Thank you. That's another important part. And so that song is one of the reasons why I wanted to play that song as well, right? Not all of us live in the fancy metropolis in which you form these policies you're now applying in the bank. And many people live in economies that can't handle $50. The places where they shop ain't breaking. They might as well have a sign on the door say, don't come with $50. They ain't breaking it, right? And what you're doing is you're marginalizing a whole lot of people. And here's the second thing. You ready to transfer people to this digital system, but you can't make any guarantees about this digital system. You can't even guarantee the power will be on. You can't guarantee that if someone doesn't have access to power, that they can access power to be able to use the digital services needed to access their money. We haven't even started talking about the telecommunications services yet. See, as a person, we get both service providers in our house. Because, you know, you got to have both if you want to be a professional or at least perform like a professional in this town. Got a text here. Says, RBC still to have a card with chip. Another text. Play Elon Moxie, Oh My Andrus. Now, look here. I think Oh My Andrus is a classic. I from Andrus. When I hear that song, that I want to lift up my petticoat and quadrille and thing, right? But I'm not sure. Somebody call in and tell me, is Elon Moxie, has he hit the level of the first set of inductees? See, we're looking at the first set of inductees in the Bahamian Music Hall of Fame. Another request for Ronnie Butler, Burma Road. You know that's a classic. And I got Ronnie Butler on the list, but wait till you hear what I have for him. And Texas said, tell the caller, put your money in the manhole in the ceiling, not under the mattress. Awesome. Thank you. Arlington, let's play number three. No, let's play Region Bells again, just briefly, and then we can play number two. Text here says, timely show, Miss Green. Just yesterday lost sales because bank machine at Fish Fry seemed down more than up. Absolutely. Absolutely. Turn it up a little bit. We ready for it.
Long time in the tomb. Long time in the tomb. Lord God made a wonder.
Mary some more.
Great God, well, you read about Lazarus, a Christian man who also did live in Jerusalem. Lazarus was known of Jesus Christ because he hadn't made him a friend at first. And old brother Lazarus.
Go now to number two, Jones O' Jones. His next track is by Blind Blake. And Blind Blake, he gotta be in the list. And I got a text in here that said, do we have Count Bernardino on the list? Yes, we do. Click the volume. You can turn it up. Turn it up.
I took old Jones for my personal friend. Don't you see what Jones had done? Now Jones, he hang around me like a hungry hound. Took my woman and he left this town. Now I wonder if anybody in here can tell me if they seen old Jones. Jones, oh Jones, boy, you know you can't last long. Jones, oh Jones, you better bring my woman back home. Got a four for Daniel with me, gonna buy me a Gatling gun. And when I meet you, Jones, you know it ain't no use to run. I got the armlings down, you with me. Undertaker, too, and here's the studio. And doctor's offering me money for you.
All right, Arlington. All right. Just to be playing a little bit of the intro. Now, the reason why I wanted to play those two songs together, like I said, both of those songs feature Bahamians rapping. I want younger Bahamians to hear that and understand. First of all, ain't nobody dissing the item, right? What we saying is stand firm. When some of these older heads try to tell you rapping ain't nothing Bahamian, why are you trying to do that American thing? Remind them that their native art form, musical forms are rooted, or hip hop is rooted in who we are and not the reverse. I think that's very, very important. All right, let's go to track number four, Arlington, if you got it up. While you're doing that, you just start playing it while I read the text. I'll fizzle out as the music gets louder. Text says, Aaron, you didn't listen to the radio as a youngster. Hey, that song was often played on the radio when I was a child. You know what? That's a part of it. No, I didn't listen to the radio a whole lot as a youngster. That's a part of it, right? Fortunately, my daddy was a Cody's head, right? He was buying local music all the time. And so that's how I got my insertion into it. Another text says, and Royal Bank manages the government bank account. So that's another part of it, right? Who are you servicing? And if you're servicing government's clients, then to what extent do you get to make that decision on your own? And have you questioned why your clients are coming to the bank? Here we go. Now, this song is Coconut Woman by the Eloise Trio. Who is Eloise Lewis? And I mad at everybody. You hear that? For not telling us who this woman is. Crank it up, Arlington, just for a second.
Coconut, coconut. How did she make us? She's sweet mama lay. I asked the lady the other day, how did she make us? She's sweet mama lay. Get your coconut water.
Coconut.
It's good for your daughter.
Coconut.
Coconut like a iron.
Coconut.
Make it strong.
That's it right there, Arlington. Let's play that next one. Ask Me Why I Run. Now that song just now, Coconut Woman, is being sung by the Eloise Trio. That's Eloise Lewis. Listen, I am wondering, why don't we already have a museum named after Eloise Lewis? I found that track, Coconut Woman, by the Eloise Trio, and this next track, Ask Me Why I Run, on an album called Calypso Madam. I will just do a whole show on that. And that album features songs by Calypso Rose, Eloise Lewis, Maya Angelou, Miriam Makeba, and Calypso Mama, who is no other than Maureen Duvalier. Play that song, Ask Me Why I Run, Arlington.
He say, I got company. I say, young man, that is bigger me. That's when I begin to shout. If I can't come in, she can't come out. The woman with the gun came through the door. Under my feet, grass grow no more. Ask me why I run. tell you why I run. Say the woman at the door had a doggone shotgun. That is why I run. When I began to play Bo Peep from the hallway across the streets, just then the shotgun began to blast. I didn't hear a thing, I was going too fast. I ran till I met a cop. I told the officer what was what. Policeman looked me in the face. He said, run, woman, run, you ain't got no case. Ask me why I run, tell you why I run. Say the woman at the door had a doggone shotgun. That is why I run.
Now listen, I just sitting here because, you know, I'm a part of Spirit, the greatest Junkanoo scrap group in the history of Junkanoo, white people and the whole world, except for the Pigs and the Methuselahs, and of course, Maureen Duvalier. Maureen Duvalier, Calypso Mama. And this time I've been sitting here looking for Maureen Duvalier tracks, right? Maureen Duvalier songs. Now, mind you, I could be honest, I do in my own solitary silo search. And maybe if I had reached out to some of the older senior musicians and cultural artists, they would have told me what her performance name is, right? What it was. That song is just phenomenal. And you hear how young that voice is. Man, anyway, so that album is called Calypso Madam. Right? It is just a phenomenal. It got a song on it by Maya Angelou called Peas and Rice. It is just amazing. So I'm going to get through. Let's get through some text, and then I can read some of the other names on the list because I can't play a song by every name on the list. And I'll tell you what names have been added by the audience. Now, Arlington, I can take this one and say, I can't believe you cut the region bells again. I was just getting into that rap. Ah, boy, well, listen, I'm going to give you a treat. I think we're going to play some Dicey Doe Singers in a minute. So don't worry. I got you. I have a text here about the $20 bill situation. I honestly wonder what type of market research Royal Bank does. This is ridiculous. The majority of Bahamians are living paycheck to paycheck, which means at the end of the month, they need $20. I'm serious with this, can someone ask RBC executives if their new policy is to only service the middle class and the rich? Another text, good morning, Aaron. I would like to suggest Once Is Not Enough by King Eric and His Knights. They were one of the first groups to travel to Australia and Canada to perform for the Bahamas. That is awesome. Arlington, I see we got some callers on the line. Let me read this next text. Okay, what about Ancient Man Call the Fire Engine? Now watch this. While Ancient Man is a phenomenal Bahamian artist, and I know he is performing old school rake and scrape, I don't know if Ancient Man can make it in this first list of inductees. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Hey, Aaron.
Good morning.
Good morning. Calypso Mama.
Yeah.
Her short name is Bahama Mama.
Ah, okay.
You see?
Okay.
Bahama Mama. Maureen Duvalier.
Yes. All right.
All right.
Thank you so much. Now, listen, I need everybody who have a morsel or a tidbit of information, you got to document it. We got to document it and compile it for the future. Good morning. You're on the clock.
Good morning, darling Green. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
You get any tick tally to say it?
Boy, listen. Don't let the tax man hear you, but yeah, I got about seven.
Listen, I got the best song for you for this morning.
Okay.
I want you to find, you and Adi them to find, Jumbe Willis, sang by the one and only Percy Willow Francis.
Okay.
Jumbe Willis, find that.
Okay, Percy.
All right, good.
Vola, and listen, we continue in the show next week, because this is for National Heroes Day, and so what I can't find today, I can find for next week. Thank you so much. Thank you. And this is what I'm saying. Us young people, we'll never know unless you tell us. We got one more caller, and then I got to get back into the songs. I got some songs. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Good morning. Blessings. How are you?
Oh, much the same. I'm only in St. God.
Blessings.
Thanks. And many happy returns. What I want to say, right? Jones or Jones, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that should be barred off the radio. Too much, too violent.
Boy, look here. I feel you. It's a question to have. In fact, I want to have a discussion about it, right? Because we often tell young people the music that they listen to is violent and it ain't bohemian and it is just so problematic, right? And so I wanted to use it as an example to sort of link younger people to the past. But I think it's a question that we need to ask ourselves, right? How do we determine what is appropriate for the radio? And was it violent at the time that it was produced and played? And how does it compare, juxtapose, or in comparison to the type of music we have on the radio today?
Well, the thing is, number one, Blind Blake hadn't written that himself.
Okay.
And our children, our young children, were coming up today. See, this country already dark with violence, murders, and stuff like that. And, you know, the vocabulary, you know, the words in that, you know, it's going to,
I feel
it's going to register in young children.
Right. So even if it's older Bahamian music, we still got to be concerned about the content and the context in which we play in it, right?
That's right.
Thank you so much, Brayman.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Listen, I got to go. I got to play a song. I got to play a song by, first of all, in fact, I need somebody to tell me, is this song by Freddie Munnings Jr. a Freddie Munnings original? All the Best Things in My Life. Because for a long time there, I had Ronnie Butler as the greatest balladeer in Bahamian history. And then I hear this song by Freddie Munnings Jr. And I say, hold on, but this boy's supposed to be on the Billboard Top 100 with this track. This is just amazing. You got it there, Arlington? All right, let's go.
All the best things in my life happened since I met you. All the good things that I felt from you. To be learned, you taught me in your special way. All the love you had to give, you gave to me. Since the day when I first met,
now listen, here's what I'm saying. If you ask me, this have to be a Freddie Munnings Jr. original. See, but it sound like this was on the billboards for 52 weeks, sometime between 1979 and 1988, man. It's just sound like a classic. Anyway, Freddie Munnings Jr., please call in and admonish me if I don't know that this is your original track. And if it isn't, it is now. Now play that next love song for me, Arlington, by Ronnie Butler Sr. and Eddie Minnis, called Ulysse. Listen, and thank you, Brayman, for making that note, because I wanted to make a transition after I played Jones O' Jones to something a little lighter, something a little sweeter. This is Ulysse by Ronnie Butler Sr. and Eddie Minnis.
But your sister, answer the phone. She said, I'm sorry, but Ulysse is not at home. She knows my number. Won't you please have a call me? That won't be possible. I'm sorry.
Didn't she tell you she was going away? Didn't she tell you she just left yesterday? Didn't she tell you she was going away? She's gone to stay. And
now, I done told you all, by the time I get to Phoenix, is my favorite song by Ronnie Butler, but I changed my mind. And in fact, I want to send out a note to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. If the Bahamas ever wants to engage in peacekeeping foreign policy, just get a troop of Bahamian men together to come sing some ballads. Just send them out into the world to sing, to sing. Just the voices are just beautiful. But I also wanted to make this note, right? Like, those two songs are different from the other songs that we played. These songs are, we say, like, contemporary. But you notice a country. You notice a country influence, a sort of global influence on Bahamian music. I don't even know if I could say that because I feel like it's our influence on the genre, right? Like, Ronnie Butler took that country music song and made it 1,000 times better. What a beautiful track. So I got some submissions. It says, good morning, Aaron. Do we have the Great Percentile Brothers Band on the list? But I can find something by them for next week. How about our native son, Donald T. Sawyer, or Funny Boy of Harbor Island? If anybody have any music by Funny Boy, any recordings of Harbor Island, you got to get them to me. You got to get them to the station or get them. We got to hear that. We just have to hear that. Got another text here. George Simonet, don't touch me tomato. Thank you. Another one here. Please play by Eddie Minnis, Stop Living in the Hands of the Finance Man. Now, you know, the one I had on here, another one by Eddie Minnis, was Show and Tell. Right? Because I just wanted to slip a little politics in there. That's the one I had on the list. But let me put some, give you all some more names that I had on the list. Of course, we got Joseph Spence. And you can't forget Exuma, the Obeah man. Can't forget him. We got Pat Ramming. I mean, storyteller extraordinaire. And then we have a man by the name of Josiah Kinlock. And Josiah Kinlock is a Bahamian that played with the Wailers. And not just the Wailers, right? That's not just his claim to fame. Josiah Kinlock is a superstar in Cuba and has won I think he may be a record holder for the number of Grammys that he has won in Cuba. Not just that, he has a music production company and a fashion line operating in Germany. It says, shout out to Josiah Kinlock. Also, on the list, King Eric Gibson, T. Coakley, Abigail Charlotte, Priscilla Munnings, and the great Rachel Mackey, along with Audrey Wright. And put those names out there. I want to say, if you have any of their music that you could share with me, so I could share with the Bahamian people, let me know. That's Audrey Wright, Rachel Mackey, Priscilla Munnings, and Abigail Charlotte. Now, hear my theme music in the background. That means we're going to go to a break. And when we come back from the break, we're going to get back into this list of music to close out the show. So stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Invite students in grades 4 through 12 to compete in the Get Money Smart Bahamas video essay competition. Students must produce a 3 to 5 minute essay sharing their views on the following topic. The Bahamian economy is an ideal model for digital financial services. Get a parent or guardian permission to share the link to your essay with us on social media and have your entry judged for cash prizes in either the primary school division, junior high, or senior high school category. Essay submissions must be received by October 22nd, 2021. For more information, visit GetMoneySmartBahamas.com or see our post on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
I've been representing all my life. I'm getting ready to make it count this time. Since it's 2021 for your family line, you better get ready. It's about that time. So tell mama to be ready. Tell it to the whole family. The rock, the top, four, two. The count depends on you. So tell Ted to go tell below. Lock it down on your calendar. Since it's 2021, this one's for everyone.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We sail on this loop, Jumbi, my grandpappy and me. Round Nassau Town we did roam, drinking all night. Got into a fight. I feel so break up. I want to go home. So I sat the Jumbi sailor. See how the mainsail set. Send for the captain ashore. Let me go home. I want to go home.
Want to go.
I want to go home.
Want to go home.
I feel so break up. I want to go home. The first mate, he got drunk. Broke up the people's trunk. The policeman come on board and take him away.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. It's Friday, the 1st of October, and you're on the clock with Aaron Green. And you were just listening to Sloop John B by the Dicey Doe Singers. Gotta be on the list, gotta be on the list. Caller, I see you on the clock. Let's get to you. Good morning. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, Aaron, I called back because I want to give you two.
Okay.
Two guys.
Yeah,
Smokey 007.
Got him on the list. Yeah, great.
Laura and Donald Butler. But the song with which he sings some beautiful songs. So you could pick a nice one.
Okay.
Right.
Absolutely. Thank you.
See you, bye.
Absolutely. Thank you. I have a correction. The song is Dunny Boy. It's Dunny Boy, Harbor Island. Thank you very much, Texter, for coming back in with that for me. So let's get back to this list, right? I wanted to highlight those women, right? Not just Maureen Duvalier, Bahama Mama, Calypso Mama that we know, and Eloise Lewis that we know, but Abigail Charlow, Priscilla Mullings, Rachel Mackey, all of these names. And then I want to add to the list, Kayla Lockhart Edwards and Joanne Callender, right? I got to add these names to the list. Arlington, I see that caller came in just quickly. Let's go to this caller, and then we're going to go to the next song. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
I hear you saying, well, hello, morning. Isn't that Priscilla Rawlings?
Man, I can tell you what the raccoon tell me last night in the bush. You're right. Isn't that Independence Morning is like a baby morning?
Priscilla Rawlings.
Thank you. Spell it. Is it A-W-L or is it O-L-L?
R-O-L-L-I-N-G.
Thank you very much.
I-N-S.
See, I knew there was a pinch coming somewhere, and I am happy to take it. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Absolutely. Okay, so we're going to try end out the show. I only got a couple of seconds left. Let's play that song by the Cooling Waters. This is called Take It to Jesus.
of my trials and tribulation I give to Jesus. He taken my burdens away. Oh, yes. And when I'm in doubt, Jesus, he will bring me up. He gave to Jesus. He will learn. He'll understand.
Thank you, Arlington. Thank you. Look here, y'all had I had to cut it off. I almost got excited in here. You hear that sound? Let me show y'all something, young people. You got to tap into that, right? Tap into that. That's not, I want to say to my young people, some of y'all sitting out there, I don't listen to Christian music. That's more than Christian music. That's a cultural experience in that sound right there. That's the lived experiences of your ancestors coming out in musical form. I got excited just now, but I know we're running out of time. And there were two more songs that I had on the list. One of the songs is called Variations on a Theme by E. Clement Bethel. And the piece is actually, this piece is an excerpt that is composed by Cleophas Adderley. Arlington, play it for a few seconds. I just want you all to hear some of the other stuff. And then I know we are out of here. As you play that, I'm just going to go through the last of the list. Tony Seymour and the Night Beaters, Pretty Blue Eyes, the Lassie Doughboys, Swain and the Citations, Winston Sanders, Cleophas Adderley, Lee Callender, Wilfred Solomon, Peanuts Taylor, Chippy Chipman, the Soulful Groovers, Duke Strawn, Chris Justillian, Paul Hanna. These are just some of the names at the beginning of the list. So we could create this short list. But finally, we got to create our Bahamian Music Hall of Fame. So I hope you enjoyed today's show. I hope it inspired you to go back in the past and pull some things to the future. See, yeah, we're in the bush. We are in the bush, and it's quite all right. Because we realize that sometimes we ain't dragging the past into the future. The past is already here with us because we take our ancestors with us wherever we go. Anyway, enjoy the stylings of Cleophas Adderley and E. Clement Bethel as we close the show. Please stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Levon Miller and Unleashed is up next.